95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You were just singing that song. I was here in the studio. Please sing along for everybody now.
Nope.
Go do it. Sing it.
Nope. We got business now.
Beautiful.
So.
Moving.
Listen.
Touching.
Listen.
Yeah.
I wear Crocs because they're comfortable.
Are we back to the Crocs? Yes, why are you feeling guilty today?
I'm not.
Wear what you please.
I am not feeling guilty.
You have that stunning little blazer on and your short skirt, and you look great with the Crocs. Don't let people give you crap.
I'm not letting people give me crap, but okay. Two people have given me crap a long time.
Oh, yeah, let's see.
Who would that be? One is our friend Maren Dungy,
right,
who then posted a picture of herself.
Oh, wearing Crocs.
In Crocs.
Oh, yeah, she's come around to the dark side.
And then today, on the podcast, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized.
What?
On a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years.
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. That should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Okay. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine,
mm-hmm.
and I have a yard for the first time. I, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying you're... No.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans just... They're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What?
Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7 years,
yeah.
What happened?
I went to the website, mm-hmm. and I said, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. She mocked me on Twitter and Instagram endlessly.
Why is everyone coming to the dark side? I'm not going to wear them. You guys are trying to force me to wear them, aren't you?
I'm
going to tell you right now. It's like the drug dealers that first taste the free. Do not put your feet in the Crocs.
Right.
Don't put your feet in them. You're done. Put your feet in those, and your little piggies are going to be like, this is amazing.
This is what happens is when people stop saying that they're ugly and try them on and they realize how comfortable they are. By the way, I agree they're ugly. I'm down with them being ugly. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Super 100%. Comfortable.
Yeah.
So try them. No! Just try
them. Leave me alone!
So, Allie, I didn't hear your apology. Did you say anything like, I'm wrong, you're right? Anything like that?
I mean, it was inferred, but if you need me to say that now, I totally will, Kevin.
Bean played a drop over it when you were saying it.
Oh, was this on your podcast?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, she was saying it, and Bean was playing a drop. I did hear it. I was just kidding. But
I am sorry, okay. Kevin. You were right mm-hmm. this whole time.
Yes.
And what? Here's the thing, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, because why does it matter that they're the ugliest shoe in the world?
That's what I've been saying the whole time!
Why not just wear them? I wish you would said that.
God.
He never mentioned it once. Allie, are you wearing socks with it, though?
Don't bring the socks in.
See, here we go. Yeah, we can at least stay this ground.
No, because we know...
Kevin, it looks ridiculous.
We know that this is going to change as well. So let's not get into an argument.
Are you going to start wearing socks someday with him?
I accept
it. Oh, winter time, I'm going to be like, what would be great? Some socks.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, when you don't care what they look like... Because you're yourself, you will effing wear socks, and you'll love it, and you'll text me back and say, you were right about the socks as well.
Allie, are you going to get Bean on board with this? Do you think he's going to start wearing Crocs with his...
Bean has already said I'm off the show, so now I'm... I don't know what to do,
guys. That's the right call on his part. I mean...
Come on down. I guess I can have two people in Crocs in the damn studio at the same damn time.
Oh, this is so satisfying after 5 or 6 years, six or seven years.
Oh. I'm glad I could do that for you.
Say it again.
Crocs, if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
You're a delight on my feet, and I apologize, and send me more. I'll wear them.
You're trying to get free Crocs now?
Check you out.
Free Crocs.
You got to work the system. Yeah.
You're way smarter than I am. Shit.
Wait, right. So where can we hear the formal apology as it occurred? Young Allie.
You can listen to us on, the worst name of a podcast ever. It's a cup of tea and a chat with Allie and Bean, and it's on Patreon, and it's fun.
It is. It's nice. Allie, what was your original name for the podcast? You had a great name you wanted to do.
Thank you so much, Sluggo, for asking.
Yeah,
because
it was good.
Bean had moved to England, I thought it would be great to be Bean and Abroad.
See?
Because I'm abroad,
yes.
And then abroad, right?
That
right.
is a great
it's
idea.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You change that. You make him change that.
All right.
Have you ever tried to make Bean do something?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Allie, you rule. Thank you for the apology.
Allie.
Love you guys.
Love you.
You too. Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a chance for you to win $2,000 coming up in
that's
about
right.
15 minutes.
That giant beast will be wandering in with some damn text word for you.
What do you think about the Loch Ness Monster?
That's one of my favorite weirdnesses ever.
Same.
Yeah. You actually, you and your little friend Bean went to Loch Ness.
We did, yeah.
Took one of those little tour boats to see if you could see Nessie.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to see Nessie, you were firing guns into the water to try and kill it, right?
It was dark, so we couldn't see into the water. And they provided us with weapons, so yes, we used them. What are we supposed to do?
They provided you with guns?
Yes, they did.
I am so going to Scotland,
man. It's pretty great.
I'm on my way.
There's a molecular ecologist named Professor Matthew Sweet who has his own theory on the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
And in his tweet, he says, back in the day, travelers or explorers would draw what they saw. This is where many sea monster stories come from. Tentacled and alien-esque appendages emerging from the water, giving belief to something more sinister lurking beneath. However, Professor Matthew Sweet says, in many cases, it was just whale penises.
You were saying some really weird stuff today.
Yeah.
Whale penises.
In many cases.
Detachable whale penis.
I didn't say detached.
Double whale penis.
He just said in most cases it was...
So they're upside down? Do they have them in the usual...
I don't
place?
Understand.
They have them on their head, right?
That's why on the Heineken 00 hotline, we're going to talk to Professor Matthew Sweet.
Oh, wow.
And get his explanation of exactly what he means by this.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hi, yes, this is Professor Matthew Sweet. How are you?
We're
wonderful.
Great. Thank you for calling today. We appreciate it.
By the way, I'm not the same Matthew Sweet who had to hit some girlfriend in 1991.
I was thinking of, I was wondering.
Everybody thinks of it. It makes me crazy.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say
it
then.
Start by telling you right away, that's not me.
Okay, that's not you.
Thank you for clearing that up.
How do you
You're welcome. Now we can get on with the important stuff like whale penises.
Okay. How do you know what people were drawing was a whale penis?
Listen, it's a simple fact. If you look at the old maps from the maritime days of people out in the oceans, when they talk about the huge sea creatures that are coming out of the water, if you look at the shape of the tentacle, it's identical to a whale's penis. And that's what they were seeing. They just drew it because they didn't know any better.
So the whales were upside down, but near the top of the water?
Yes, listen. Whales, when they mate, okay, they have several male whales in the area with one female whale, a cow.
Right. That's right.
I love the way you talk,
and,
sir.
Very excited.
Yeah, I love that sound.
And they're taking turns with the lady whale. And so while they're waiting for their turn, they're swimming around and they breach out of the water. And when they breach, they often go on the belly up. And that's when you see the huge extended male whale penis in the air.
And it looks a bit like the Loch
Ness. Huge! It's a huge penis!
It is big.
And it looks a bit like the Loch Ness Monster?
You gotta see a big whale dong to really appreciate it.
I don't want to. How big are they? Do you have information on that?
Miles!
Wow!
Miles!
Holy cow! Amy, you would think that people going out whale watching would be in for quite a show. Usually, I don't remember anybody coming back from one of those with this kind of story.
Well, because they're not breeding all the time, for God's sake. They're not sex maniacs. They have other things to do. Okay?
All right.
They're eating krill and things, all
right? Right.
Got to do other things. They're not just banging all day long.
Right.
Although that would be a great life to be a whale. With a huge penis banging all day long.
That would be pretty phenomenal.
I want to come back as a huge penis whale. In the next life.
Call them penis whales?
Oh, yeah, it's a special breed. I know these things. I'm a professor.
I've heard that, yes. You also sing a song that we love.
Yeah.
With the song from 1981.
It's not you. Okay,
sorry. Oh, all right.
Thank you for taking the time today, sir.
Well, thank you for talking penis.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time to talk about Florida, man.
Yay! It's my favorite subject, Florida.
This guy is more Florida than most Floridians.
That is really saying something.
Yes.
Wow.
The guy leaves a bar early morning, Saturday morning.
Okay.
Drunk.
Okay.
Can't find his car.
Sure. Probably a good thing.
Probably a good
right,
thing.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? Oh, you should call a cab.
Definitely.
Florida man's answer was to steal another car. And here's my favorite part. Mm-hmm. In good faith, meaning he fully meant to return it.
Sure, thoughtful of him.
He just went to look for his car by stealing another car.
All right. So he's going to drive around in the stolen car,
yes,
looking. And then, of course, when he finds his car, he's going to return the car. I see.
Because he stole it in good faith.
Well, you know, that is a drunk mind idea. You know, it's like, you know, no one's going to mind. And I'll bring it back. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Sheriff's deputy said the theft was a, quote, good faith effort to seek a missing car.
You know, he had to have been laughing when he said that.
I don't think that's a thing.
No.
It's not a thing, right?
That last judge, not going to let you off,
most likely. There's no good faith effort.
That sounds good to me. Case dismissed.
It really sounds like you were doing the right thing. This is where the good faith ends, though. The man told deputies that while he was looking for his car in the stolen car,
right,
the stolen car got stopped on train tracks.
Of course it did. Because Florida.
The good faith stolen car
is now stalled on a Florida railroad track.
Yes. And a Florida train is bearing down. So drunk guy gets out of the car and runs.
Well, smart enough to do that.
Train sober demolishes enough. Car.
Wow, the noise.
And throws it, speaking of the noise, it was like 3 a.m., threw it into a house.
Oh, gosh.
A car landed on a house from above.
Can you imagine that? You wake up to that sound.
No. No, I can't.
Was he able to return the car back to where he had borrowed it from, though, after that?
No, it turns out that it was stuck on the house.
Oh,
and
no.
And it had been hit by a train.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well,
so back on foot, after the car flies into a house.
Hopefully he's sobering up a little
nope,
at this point.
Florida man then attempts to steal a forklift from a nearby food stand.
Get it down?
You know, it's funny. I didn't even think that.
It's probably get the car. Oh, get the car down.
It doesn't say that.
What else are you going to do with a forklift?
Well, I was guessing he stole it just to keep looking for his car. I didn't even think about
that. No, I think he was going to get the stolen car down.
So that he could return it?
Sure. It's in good faith, man. He said it was all in good faith. Wow.
So then the forklift only took him so far, and he saw a deputy's car. Who was responding to the call.
To the sound of a car landing
on
the roof.
And he ran out into the middle of the road and said, whoa, whoa, whoa,
oh,
whoa.
No, he's flagging down the deputy. Down the cops himself.
Yes, to let them know that he was still looking for his car.
He needs to be the president of Florida. Really, he's like telling them, I'm looking for my car.
Yes, still looking for my car. You know that?
Because he's going to get in it and drive home.
You know that? Right. At the end of it, had he found his car, would have been the worst case scenario.
Oh, my God.
So the man said that he was still looking for his car. Rather than lend a hand for the search, deputies arrested him.
What? Why?
The man is 38 years old, faces charges of grand theft and criminal mischief, and additional charges are expected.
You know, we've talked about you woke up in the morning and then people had to tell you what you did.
Yes.
Imagine that laundry list. Because there ain't no way he's remembering any of that.
I guess not.
You probably remember a piece of it, like walking out of
not,
the bar.
But a train hitting a car right near you is devastating.
And then
like
you,
the sound and the
sure.
ground shaking.
Yes.
Everything else. And then it flies into a house.
When people, the lights go on, dogs are barking, people are coming out.
Right.
Oh, and you're just stumbling down the street looking for a forklift to get it off the roof. Holy cow.
This man is my hero?
Yes.
And I agree with you. He should be the president of Florida. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm concerned about this, what I see on this piece of paper about what we're going to talk about now. I don't like those two words being put together.
Oh, yes, you do.
But I'm going to pretend I don't like
you
those two
love
words
it. You
being
love
put
it,
together.
And you also love it. The two words are monkey sex. All right, listen. In the Trentham Monkey Forest.
Sure, one of my favorites.
in Britain.
Mm-hmm. Mediocre Britain, not Great Britain.
They're trying to figure out how to get endangered Barbary. I'm relatively sure this is right, and I'm sure that I will get corrected if not. I think the monkey is called a macaca.
Excuse me? Macaca?
I think.
Monkey? Is that what it says on the official article there you're reading from the newspaper?
It didn't give me a pronunciation, so right. I went to... Oh,
that seems to make sense.
Oh, look for it.
You actually looked it up.
Yes.
Check you out.
And it's a macaca. So,
all right, there's three words I don't like.
And apparently it's mating season. And woo-hoo! It's the end of mating season.
Oh, get it on. Hurry up.
And they're not getting it on.
Oh, monkeys.
Right?
Come on.
So, the Trentham Monkey Forest on Sunday, this past Sunday,
right,
hired a Motown singer, David Largic.
Oh, this is getting weird.
To serenade the monkeys to help them get it on at the end of this year's mating season.
Is this going to be Ralph singing?
No.
Wow, really?
This is real.
This is real. You can look this up.
There's a guy, I'll post it on at Kevin and Sligo.
Okay.
There's a guy standing in the middle of the forest.
Yeah.
This looks like an opening with some grass. And he's standing there and he's singing. He's a Marvin Gaye impersonator. So he's singing Let's Get It On and
monkeys.
Sexual healing to the monkeys. Because they think it might help.
Wait, don't say yet whether or not it worked, because I want to save that. But you got audio of him singing?
We do.
I'm picturing him standing in the forest now.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
If your job is to get the macaca to...
get it on.
To get it on. Mm-hmm. What? I mean, do you think maybe the music that we find sexy, they find sexy?
Well, they aren't close to us.
Does that come to your mind?
No, that doesn't come to my mind. No.
You get an impersonator for Marvin Gaye?
Personally, I don't care if they get it on.
Why not just play Marvin Gaye's music?
Yeah. It's probably a copyright thing. Like the monkeys have been turning them in and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Marvin Gaye's people are really on top of...
All right. Are you ready to hear David singing to the macacos?
Oh, David. Come on, chimpanzee!
Right?
Macaca! Get it on with that macaca! Come on!
This is a real thing!
He's not even very...
He's terrible.
With apologies to David. You're not very good!
He's not good.
No, the monkeys are probably throwing poo!
If the macacas are trusting David...
They're flinging poo. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't immediately clear whether the music encouraged the animals to get down to business. The tongue-in-cheek concert did serve as an important reminder just how important mating season is for the monkey forest.
Man, I'd forgotten. It's a good thing they reminded me.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Send money now.
I understand it's important.
You can adopt a horny monkey.
There are up to 140 Barbary macacas. An endangered species of monkey with fewer than 8,000 remaining worldwide.
No.
So they really need the macaca to bang.
Yeah. Maybe we could suggest a better playlist for them.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, I guess if you're Marvin Gaye, I guess you're going to 101 strings. Maybe they're more classical monkeys.
I don't know. I don't think the macacas are classical. No. They're probably punks. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, and what a lovely afternoon. Look at those clouds. I love it. I
love that.
It's so nice and depressing. It's awesome.
Tell the people what you texted me last night, because this is a weird, this is an oddity that I don't think I've ever even thought of before.
Well, I realize that I have a habit when I'm driving to, you know those little blue markers that are in the middle of the street or on the side of the street to point out to fire departments where the fire hydrants are? They're little blue, like a...
I don't. Are they the little reflective things?
Yes.
Okay.
And those are always placed right next to fire hydrants.
Okay.
You know, and so I have a tendency to need to run them over. Like, I will intentionally...
You'll just...
Steer the car
a little bit to the side so that your wheel goes over those?
So that I hear ka-dunk every time. And I have to hit them all. If I don't, I'm like, ah, damn it.
And it's a game?
And I realize that I've been doing that for years.
Why?
I think I'm out of boredom. I don't know. But it made me wonder.
How does that excite you?
I'm so pleased when I hear that little ka-dunk. And
I don't
I'm just like, oh,
that...
I got one. Got one. Well,
you know you're not getting points for it.
Oh, well, maybe I am.
Maybe you are, and
maybe I am.
We're all playing that game.
That's
I'm losing.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so it made me wonder, I mean, like, does anybody else ever do those stupid rituals? I had a friend who has a little frog she had to keep in the car all the time. It was a little, you know, stuffed toy that she always had to have in the car.
Kinda. Oh, and that was for luck?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. I guess
you don't do it for luck. You do it for entertainment? It.
Yeah, to do what, because I'm bored out of my mind. After
but
so
you
many
always
sessions.
Have to hit all of them.
Yes. Yeah.
And That's a weird thing.
I'll move a little. I'll never go so far out of the lane as to like come into oncoming traffic. Maybe if there's no one around. But just to actually.
What about the little bumps on the side of the road to denote that that's the right lane
that
and you
one,
should not go any further?
Kind of stupid, but I'm like, no, man, I don't want to hit those because then I'm out of my lane. That's not where you're supposed
really,
to be.
Really? You draw a line.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because you got to aim, you know, pretty well to actually know where your car is, the length in between the tires on the bottom of your car, where they
right.
are to be able to hit each one. I'm really good at it.
Well,
after
glad.
Years of practice. Thank you.
Because you're going to get rewarded with...
Woo!
I don't know.
What? Oh, come on!
I can't imagine that's rewarding in any way.
But, you know, like, I mean, some people have to be in the correct lane long before their inner, you know, the split comes
oh,
up.
Oh, that's you too.
That is me too.
Yeah.
I'm so early in that lane and I'm there the whole time.
So we're talking about driving rituals?
Yeah, things that you just have to do. Now I would imagine, like, you know.
It's a little OCD-ish.
It is. It's okay. Weird. That's kind of what occurred to me. I'm like, I haven't even really thought about it that much. And I'm like, I was driving over one. And I thought, why do I do that? Why is
that's
that important?
Super weird.
Yeah, and who else has these?
So do you have driving rituals? Listen,
yeah.
We spend 19 hours a day in the car
right.
on the road, so
yep.
I can imagine that people get bored.
Yep.
So 818-955-KLOS, what is your driving ritual? I really don't think I have any.
Really? No? You know, there's nothing like you don't see a sign, a billboard, and make fun of it, or a certain way
make
that you...
Make fun of it? I'm driving by myself? What am I going to say? Ha ha, stupid sign.
Exactly. That's exactly what you should do. It'll bring you much joy in life.
Will it?
No, probably not.
All right, so you have driving rituals.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing else that you won't. You don't have to have...
I don't think I have any
I'm just trying to
those.
Think of anything else that people would do. I don't think I have anything else like when I'm actually driving like that, at least.
But that's you're not talking about on the freeway, you're talking about side streets.
Yeah, always on surface streets.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, usually in neighborhoods where those hydrants are, those blue, that's about it. I don't have anything else that I have to
I
run over.
I couldn't even tell you where a blue
yeah, you will notice them now.
Hydrant is. Now I will,
yeah.
And I'll have to hit all of them?
Start doing it. See if it pleases
yeah,
you.
Yeah, this is what we need to do, is have people swerving out of their lanes so that they can hit little...
That's all right.
All right.
Just so you get that.
Excellent. Driving rituals, 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about something I didn't know existed, which is driving rituals. You have one?
Yes, I do, but first let me tell you.
Okay.
Every day when I leave work, there's a fire hydrant
right.
on the street where I leave from work,
mm-hmm.
and a little blue, and mm-hmm. I run it over
yeah!
every day, too.
You do the exact same thing. Wow.
Nice. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better for
it
once in my life.
But go ahead. Do you have others?
Yes. So whenever you go over railroad tracks, you have to lift up your arms and your hands so that you don't lose luck.
So that you don't
so
lose
you
luck.
Yeah, so it doesn't drain the luck from you. So you have to lift up your hand, so you're not touching the gas or the brake or the steering wheel, and you just lift up your hands for 2 seconds.
I'm going to guess that you are like me, also get upset when you see people with horseshoes and they're upside down because they're supposed to be facing up, right?
Facing up.
What is happening with you?
Otherwise, all the luck drains out.
Yeah, you don't want the luck to drain out.
No.
Yes.
All right. I want to hear that you know that's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Not you. Her.
I am crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. All right.
All right, my sister.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was calling to tell you my driving ritual.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Hi, so I'm Kat. My driving rituals are I always, whenever I see a Tesla, so they're run by an AI or like a bot that
right.
goes by the name Tessie.
Okay.
So I always say hi to Tessie because she kind of owns the road since she's already like autopilot.
I think
every
that's
time I see-
good because
so you're being nice to the computers who could run you off the road.
And for future reference when they take over the world.
Exactly. That's exactly.
And you know you're crazy, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and everyone
all right,
I know
right,
that.
Right
on. Thank you so much for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You have driving rituals that make you crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I have those little fire hydrant things, the little blue markers that are on the roads, the streets.
Don't recognize them, but I guess I will
I'm
now.
I'm sure you will. Okay. You'll see them, and it's to, you know, let firefighters know that there's a fire hydrant right there.
They can't use their eyes? Are they blind?
It's, you know, a little easier. You're looking, there might be smoke, and they're reflective on the ground, and you know, you can't break them off. You drive over them, though, and they go, clunk. Which is just very pleasing.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, you can hit like two tires and make that little noise, and I have to do it. I don't know why. I have to.
All right. So you have a driving ritual?
Yeah, I got a driving ritual.
All right.
Happened when we were kids. My dad used to drive through a tunnel by the Long Beach Airport, Spring Street, and used to hit the horn all the time. And we'd wait for the other people to come back.
How excited were you when somebody answered?
Yeah, it was great. We were kids. We were stupid kids sitting in the back of a 55 Chevy station wagon, you know, having a blast.
Admit it, you still do it, don't you? Even though you're a grown adult by yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Yay.
Even on my motorcycle. Gotta do the and see who returns it.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You have a driving ritual?
You know what? I also do the little blue things, the little fire things, but I have another one. If I see a cup, a can or a soda cup, I got to run it over because I got to hear that popping sound.
Oh, I get that.
Can or
a
soda cup.
A real popper, man. Wow. A real popper.
Yeah, that's it. I love that.
When I see a line of orange traffic cones, I have to destroy all of them.
I wish that were true. You need to start doing that, Kevin. Dude, thank you for calling, and thank you for running over those little blue things in front of fire hydrants like me. Right on, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello there. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Mostly women have these driving rituals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not all of them.
It's my whole family. We play a game when we're driving a car. We call out banana, and whoever says it first gets that banana, and we continue on throughout the drive to see who gets the most bananas.
Do you have actual bananas?
No, but you know what? I actually saw an actual driving banana once, and nobody else saw it, but I got that banana.
That should have counted for, like, a bunch of bananas, shouldn't it?
Congratulations.
In the game, we shall not play anymore, right?
Wow.
Right on. Thank you for
calling.
Wow,
the banana game. I was not expecting that.
818-955-KLOS.
You have a driving ritual? We're taking phone calls this hour on people who have driving rituals. You have one of those?
I have to drive with my butt in your mouth.
That's got to be hard to see. How do you drive when I can't see past whatever, man? Thanks for calling.
I think we need any follow-up questions. KLOS, hello.
Sit down.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Right back at you, man.
All right, man. Okay, ritual?
Yep. Yeah.
You cut me off, I'm going to cut you off again and again and again.
Really? If I cut you off once, what if it's sort of accidental? Then you're going to cut me off on purpose how many times?
Okay, if you cut me off accidental because during a safety issue, I will allow that.
Okay.
But if you do it because you're knucklehead.
Right.
Okay, knucklehead, it's coming at
how
you.
How many times?
Whatever it takes to have them back off.
Okay. So you're going to have to do it a lot with Kevin. I can just tell you now.
That's called road rage.
He's going to cut you off and no, it's teaching a lesson.
It's a teaching moment?
It's called respect.
Oh, respect. Gotcha.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you have a driving ritual?
Yes, two things. I just found one of the fire hydrants with the blue thing over it and drove over it.
How did that feel? Didn't it feel good? Wasn't it satisfying?
It's little noises. I like the noise.
Right.
Wow.
And then I also picked up the thing from the driving through a tunnel from my dad when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
I still honked my horn.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. And I have an electric car, so it's really quiet. So the horn is really loud.
Oh, really?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, sweet. Yes.
I didn't realize that until I like honked my horn one day in the tunnel and loud. I went, yeah, it's loud.
It's a little scary. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your driving rituals.
Dun, 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 dun.
We are talking about driving rituals on 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, hello.
This is Sam, Kevin.
Hey, Sam. We got a lot of great support last time you called.
Dude,
a lot of people loved it.
A ton, yeah. Well done.
What's up?
Right. Thanks for calling.
Yay, the return of the Armenian comedian. Yay. Oh, we didn't happen to tell a joke. What a shame. Yeah, hello, KLOS. Shame.
Hi, I have a driving ritual.
Yes, please. What is it?
Well, when you're driving around and you see a Dodge Dart, you say dog fart and punch somebody in the arm.
Hey, man, that was my first car.
Punch someone in the arm.
A dog's fart. That
so
was my
you,
first.
You choose violence. That's what you're saying.
Considering how crappy that Dodge Dart of mine was, that's probably a good idea. Actually, it caught fire one time.
Oh, started. Great.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I got a driving ritual.
Yes.
So I live in Moreno Valley, and as I go down the freeway into Riverside, I can see all of Riverside, and I pray right there, same spot, every time, that I don't get in another accident, because I've been in two this year. And I almost lost one of my feet.
Wow.
And was it right in that spot or somewhere in Riverside?
Somewhere in Riverside.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's interesting. And so far it's worked. Yeah. That's good.
I sure hope it continues working.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
That's
thanks
an
for calling.
One. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin, Sluggo.
Yes.
How's it going, guys?
Aces. Good.
Thank you. Driving ritual?
Pretty much anyone that has road rage, cuts me off, or tailgates me, I always give them a thumbs up and I smile at them.
That's a good idea. I think that's good. Although it might piss him off a little more.
Well, that's the point. He's killing him with kindness.
Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
That's good. Dude, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Two quick comments.
Yeah.
The blue reflectors are to identify the location of a fire hydrant in
exactly.
the event cars parked
yep.
in front of it.
Yep.
And also smoke and fog.
Do you know what they're called?
I do not. I'm sorry. And that's pretty sad because I do work for the fire department. they're also called the blue dot.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you only need to know what they look like.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The second part of it, driving ritual, is my wife and I, Mr. and Mrs. Stupid, anytime we drive by a pasture and there's cows out there, we will drive by them and cordially ask how they're doing, and asking them things, well, hello, cows, how are you? And we both pause, wait as for a fictitious reply, and then say, well, moo, chos gracias.
You both do that.
We both do.
You've never gotten to a pasture with cows in it, and she's just gone, no,
no,
come on,
we're not
no.
doing this.
No, not,
oh, no,
not now.
No. She takes the lead sometimes.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Thank,
dude,
you,
thank
for
you for calling, man.
Hey, thank you for all you guys do, and take care.
Every Friday from 5 to 7.
All Request Fest!
We do our All Request Fest at 818-955-KLOS.
We're going to do that in just a second, but we have one more special guest.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, talking about weird rituals on the road.
Okay, KLOS.
Hi, you want to hear my driving ritual?
Yes, but first, here's Kevin. Say hi to my friend Kevin.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin.
Now, you be nice, Kevin. Yeah, this is my sister.
Oh, it's your sister.
Yeah.
Oh, I have so many questions for you.
You behave and don't answer any questions. None.
Your brother is.
I'm not allowed to talk like that.
Your brother is a nut job.
You're right. Yes.
You have driving rituals?
Two? As
I
well?
Have one. Yes.
All right. What is it? Let's hear it.
I like to drive just barely over the speed limit to make everybody around me mad, and then when they race around and stop at the light in front of me, I pull up next to them and wave at them.
Wow, that's I can't say that because that's a dick move, right? You know that's a dick move, right?
No.
Oh, come on. Give me five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
Good news. It's all the good songs in Gimme Five today. Songs with good in the title. Better news. I've got your keyword for this hour sometime between now and 6. Going to ask you to call and say, and be caller 25, and say, Fairy. Now that is a good song. Songs with good in the title is what we've been doing in the Gimme Five.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, look at the time.
Time?
Almost time.
For people are dumb.
They're about.
Mm-hmm. When you're a dum-dum, mm-hmm. Kevin and Sluggo, mm-hmm. they ought to know. Mm-hmm.
Now, my thought is that you're going to love this guy.
Yeah?
You're going to love this
nice.
Guy.
Nice.
He's an idiot, and yet you're going to love him.
New video tonight of a marijuana suspect lighting up a joint right in front of the judge.
All right. Right out of Cheech and Chong notebook.
So
damn.
So he's answering for a possession charge.
He's like, dude, take a toke, Judge.
And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a joint and lights it with a match. Like, he has to strike it a couple times.
Which is always legal. That's never a problem. They love fire.
This story first went viral yesterday. And as News Channel 5's Nick Barris tells us, we now know the suspect planned the stunt to promote the legalization of pot.
Oh, wow. That's, I'm sure the judge must have loved that.
And by the way, that's not how it gets legalized. That's my point. That's why he's an idiot, because the judge can't go legal.
You know what? You know, that's legal. You're right. We should.
Let me set the stage for you. There was a suspect on a simple marijuana possession charge to go before a judge here in General Sessions Court. That courtroom was packed.
Wait, he's a packed bull, man.
Have you ever been in front of a judge?
Yes.
Is it the scariest thing ever?
Yes.
Do you feel like he's going to find everything that you've ever done? I was so nervous when I was in front of the judge.
Yeah, right?
My former partner got a jaywalking ticket, which is the lamest of all tickets.
Super lame.
In Westwood, by the way.
Yeah.
So we went to court, and I was his lawyer, and we were going to...
What?
Yes, and we claimed that he was unmentally fit to stand trial.
Oh, how'd that go over with the judge?
It sounded hilarious.
It does,
but... Until you're in front of the judge.
And then he's pissed off anyway?
Yes, and it's... We're just...
He hates life.
Two idiots that are making his day longer.
You've heard same old song and dance by Aerosmith. Basically, you get hung at the end of it because of the judge.
Yes.
And his constipation.
And he threatened to throw us both in jail.
Whoa!
And really? Shut my mouth immediately. This guy took out a joint and lit up.
Something happened no one expected. Look closely here. Video from the Wilson County General Sessions Court shows 20-year-old Spencer Boston.
He's 20. Where are they? I don't know where they are.
I don't know.
Illegal still. What a bummer.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Why are you living in that state for? Get the hell out.
At the podium, talking with Judge Haywood Berry, they are discussing Boston's sentence for a simple possessions charge of marijuana. And then Boston reaches into his pocket, pulls out a joint, lights it, and starts smoking right there in the courtroom.
In 20 years of law enforcement experience that I've been through, this is the first time I've ever seen something like this.
You know, whenever you've pissed off the cop that's been doing it for 40 years.
Listen,
or whatever,
I've been in court for 40 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
Always start with that exhausted sigh. Like, yeah, I just
they're so tired.
Can't
that guy's so tired.
Do this anymore.
Yep. It's very bizarre.
Court officers immediately converge on him, and Boston, then being led away, facing the packed crowd, says something along the lines of, "We deserve better," referring to the legalization of marijuana. Deputies there say his actions showed no respect for the rules of the court.
What?
And now Boston has landed in more trouble.
Yeah.
For pulling out that joint and smoking it in the courtroom, Boston was given 10 days for contempt of court. And yes, he has a second simple possession charge.
I'd like to applaud our
idiot of the day. I mean, it's not a good idea, but...
People are dumb, but that's a good cause.
Well done. Right.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
Well, it's really simple. I just take the pudding first and forget the meat.
And then that's true. You've had that figured out for years.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No problem. I don't know what his problem is.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Slugo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
There's a weird criminal on the loose in Texas.
In Texas.
He's doing weird things. I've never heard of this before.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Sneaking around late at night, trimming trees without permission.
That sounds like rap lyrics.
What?
That sounds like some sort of, you know, like you set you up. Here's your rap lyric.
It does, yeah.
Follow through.
Sneaking around late at night, trimming trees without permission.
That's what he's doing?
That's what he's doing.
Okay.
In the middle of the night, he walks around and trims trees.
Well, that sounds kind of nice.
Sure.
In a North Texas neighborhood. Now, some Fort Worth homeowners not only baffled, but they are upset with the man that they are calling Edward Scissorhands.
See, because of the movie, because he had scissors for hands.
Which makes masturbation very difficult, I would think.
When Jerry Balkenbush discovered this pile of tree branches in his front yard last weekend.
I've talked to my wife, Emily. I was like, hey, we had a storm last night. And she was like, oh, no, that's Edward Scissorhands. And so I was like, what?
That's what he was like. He's totally like that.
I like that the wife knew all about the story and the nickname.
She's been on Next Door, man.
Husband didn't know anything about it.
I was like, what? What?
The neighborhood was talking about it, and it seems like he was just hitting certain streets.
Is there someone screaming in the background on that?
I don't know.
That sounded really weird. Here, listen to this. That sounded like someone screaming.
If you play it backwards, it says number 9.
people, the neighborhood was talking about it, and it seems like he was just hitting certain streets.
What's going
there
on?
Is someone yelling
that town is insane. Right. Wow.
Several of their neighbors seeing this man on their home surveillance videos, normally out around 3 a.m.
He starts trimming the tree and admiring his work and kind of stepping back. We really just wanted to stop doing this.
They say now these incidents are becoming more frequent. Overnight, about a dozen trees targeted on three different streets. They say there's been multiple police reports filed.
And there are some investigators working on it from what we understand.
Now they're hoping someone recognizes
him. I mean, is he doing a good job? Is he turning them into naughty things when he trims them? I mean, who cares?
Oh, no, he's not doing a good job.
Oh, no, really?
No, he's just trimming them, cutting off what he wants.
Okay.
Some trees he cuts off all the branches.
Oh, okay. And then he admires it at least.
He's got a dog with him.
Oh,
3 a.m.
Nice.
Looking at his work. Wow, what a weird criminal to try.
Very, very
strange. The reason they get mad is because of the HOA, they're responsible for the trees.
Oh, that's lame. Now I get it.
That's Edward Scissorhands.
KLOS is supercharged to bring you another loud lunchtime concert on the brand new KLOS Live stage. This time with Seattle guitar phenom A-Ron Jones. A-Ron Jones in a secret location Thursday, June 8th at 1 p.m. It'll be Lunch on Us, a Q&A with Matt Finfield, and a short acoustic set with A-Ron. Want to go? Easy. Shoot an email to AJ at 955-KLOS.com. That's AJ at 955-KLOS.com. The KLOS Live Stage. Powered by the accident attorneys at Sweet James. Hurt in an accident? Call 800-9-MILLION.
Do you love wine? If you do, come visit Lodi Wine Country, past winner of Wine Region of the Year. We have wide open spaces with over 85 boutique wineries and the largest grape growing region in the U.S. Avoid the crowds and experience world-class hospitality.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Who's calling you, man?
Hang on, I'll get it.
We had that little EAS alert go off yesterday and a long discussion as a result if that's illegal for us to play on the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if your phone goes off and your mic is open, well, then let's call the FCC and find out.
I'd rather not.
Come on, you'd
rather
those
not
guys.
Do that.
You're good friends with them.
I'd rather not.
You got some pals.
On January 12th, Guinness World Records announced that a 190-year-old giant tortoise named Jonathan has become the oldest living land animal.
Wow. 190.
Yeah, I was wrong. I said 18 something else. It was 1832.
Wow.
Been alive since 1832 before Queen Victoria ascended the British throne.
Wow.
I did find it hilarious that one of the first things they say in the article is, according to the veterinarian, Jonathan, the giant tortoise, maintained basic instincts all the way through his 190 years.
You mean he wanted to get some?
Such
whole
as
time?
Eating, sleeping, and mating.
Ah, well, good for him. Come over here, you young whippersnapper turtle.
The turtle still has a good sex drive and is regularly seen mating with Emma and with Fred.
All right. Right on. What a naughty turtle. That's a very naughty turtle.
He is really just getting some.
He's a bi-turtle.
And we thought that we would talk to Jonathan.
The turtle?
Yes.
I'll be damned. We can do that.
And find out some information about this. Hello. Is this Jonathan?
Hello.
Hi. Jonathan, it's nice to have you on. We appreciate it.
It's nice to
meet you. Say hi.
Meet
you.
Meet you.
Right, you.
You.
Right. I've been this high many times.
So, Jonathan, your sex drive is being talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have sped him up a little.
You're regularly seen mating with Emma and Fred.
Tell us about.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like better? Who's better? In the.
I like.
Oh, man.
Both.
Oh,
okay.
Both of them.
Well, good.
Okay.
Sexes.
Both sexes.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now that I have come.
I hope there's another word.
Out.
Okay, good.
Of my shell.
Oh, I see.
Ha.
Yes, that's it. That's a turtle joke. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little tortoise.
Tortoise humor. Right. Does Emma or Fred desire you more?
I think Fred.
Okay.
Likes
you more.
Me.
Right.
More.
Right.
I'm his.
You're his.
Daddy.
Sounds pretty fancy, one of them 707s. I don't know if I want to get on board. I don't trust that kind of technology. I don't know.
Who's that? Who's that impression?
It's most of my family back in the 70s.
Really. Right. I have a very troubling story for you.
Talk to me, Freaky.
Which I think you'll love.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you can buy on the internet.
Oh, I love this story. Sure, yeah, you can buy anything.
This is a woman.
Mm-hmm. I can buy a woman?
Probably. I don't know for sure. Probably on the dark web, yes.
Sure, yeah.
This is a woman who's selling pretty much everything she comes in contact with. Listen to this. Thank you, man.
Hey, hold on. We actually have... Whoa, what's that? That's not what it was.
Yeah, that's the wrong clip.
That was weird.
That's not the same thing as things you can buy on the internet.
Sure isn't things that you can buy on the internet. It would be this.
The first weird thing I sold was just a pair of tights I was wearing. I realized that my entirety was a moneymaker.
Now, this sounds like that woman who was selling her farts online.
It does.
And the music that she played.
It does sort of sound the same.
I hate everybody using those damn little, but okay.
This was my superpower. My name's Anna D, a.k.a. Rebecca Blue, and I sell things from my body to my fans. There's nothing as fun as selling weird things on the internet. I sell.
All right. She sells.
She said from her body.
What?
Jars of her sweat.
Used Band-Aids.
Okay. What else? Another guess. Used Band-Aids, by the way. No.
What do those go for?
What's happening?
Toenail clippings. That's my next guess.
Toenail clippings.
Yeah! Woo! Come on!
Toenail clippings.
Come on!
What the hell? Who's buying that?
I would.
Vials of spit.
Vials of spit.
She sits there and she's spitting in a little vial.
So like she, you could pretend you could, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something you can do with, what's that, 21 and me or whatever?
23
like,
and me? Yeah.
Yeah, that. Maybe, you know, like she could pretend to be someone, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know the use for that. What do people do with it?
I don't want to know. Do you? She made $1 million.
What?
In 1 year. Selling this stuff. What
Where
else?
Do you get these empty vinyls? Vials. Let's see. Snot.
I mean, that's a pretty good one.
Old retainers.
You're right. The music is offensive.
Yeah, it's very, yeah. I don't know what else comes off a body. I mean, other than like certain. Oh, yeah, maybe like hair.
My ear cheese.
You could make wax candles out of that.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
No.
That's not what you want.
The value of an item depends on how pungent the smell is.
Wow.
I sold my IUD for four figures.
Nope. No, thank you.
Hey, she's making an honest living in a rough world, my friend. $1 million?
Yeah.
If I pretend to be really hot. And get an AI to make a new picture of me. Do you think I could sell my snot?
I actually enjoy being admired. People just...
She just got booed. I mean, yeah, we might be the first people to ever boo her.
Maybe, I don't know.
People judge others if it's not what they're into. But being a hustler is in my blood. I don't take from anybody. I know someone will eat the dust on the floor that I walk on. That is money, honey.
Well, good for her. I love that. I totally am on board with her attitude. Really? 100%. Someone's going to cough it up. Good. That's great. Time for What We Learned. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We learned that reading Shakespeare cold is not easy.
Kevin and Sluggo cold read Shakespeare Theater.
Neither one of us can cold read.
and neither one of us knows Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, not really. So if I'm not mistaken, this is from Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know. Okay. I really don't know for sure. Okay, go ahead, Katrina.
So I start.
Wherever you are. Yes.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were unmovable.
Why? What's unmovable?
Why do you have such a short line?
Hey, did you know that the key word this hour is stew, like that stuff you eat or that guy you hear sometimes on KLOS? We'll ask you to call sometime soon, not now, but soon, with stew. Where is your telephone? Grab it in a rough fashion. Be caller 25 right now. Have that keyword on you, and you'll be joining us on August 24th when we take over Disney California Adventure Park. Be caller 25 with the keyword. Good luck.
KLOS, your caller 25. Who's this again?
Karina.
Hi, Karina. Karina, I need that password.
It's stew.
It is, and it is, and it's you. Way to go. Four-pack of passes to you for our KLOS Summer Invasion at Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, my God, I've been trying so hard.
I know. Doesn't it feel nice?
Yes, it's awesome.
We will do another four-pack next hour on KLOS.
I've got another keyword for you. Sometime between now and 5, we're going to ask you to call us, be caller 25, and say Indiana Jones at us. Good luck. Now that he's hung up, it's time for you to call and be caller 25 with the keyword if you would like to join us for 100 years of magic when we take over Disney California Adventure Park. Be caller 25 with that keyword right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
KLOS.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who are you?
I'm Freddy.
Hey, Freddy.
Hello.
You calling to get into that summer invasion of ours?
Oh, I'm hoping, man. I've been trying.
Good. Well, I hope you have the keyword, because you're caller 25, so what is it?
Indiana Jones pouch.
And just like that, Freddy fingers a four-pack of passes.
No way, man.
It's true. You're going. Get your people together.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited, man.
We'll see you next Thursday at Disney California Adventure, and we'll do another four-pack next hour on KLOS.
Now we want to give you something else. Passes, four of them. For the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park, we're shutting down and taking over the park on August 24th to celebrate 100 years of Disney. And if you're caller 25 right now and you remember the keyword, then you win. Pete Best was invited to find new work instead of being the drummer for the Beatles on This Day in Rock in 1962, being replaced by Ringo Starr. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young performed for the very first time together on This Day in Rock in 1969 at the Auditorium Theater in Chicago. The George Clinton-produced Red Hot Chili Peppers album Freaky Styley was released on This Day in Rock in 1985.